This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, is with us today, and we're talking about the very bizarre disappearance and death of a beloved doctor in the Ozarks, Dr. John Forsythe. Either he was leading some sort of double secret life that we didn't know about, or somebody really got to him really fast for some reason or another. Knowing what we know about it, the footage showing him in the vehicle in the parking lot, another vehicle coming, him hanging out with that car, getting back out, leaving the scene, but leaving all of his stuff in his car, and then being found dead in a lake that I swim in not that long ago with a bullet in him. What do you make of this case just on the surface thus far?
You know, it's so interesting, right? So we don't really know where that crime occurred because of currents and so forth. How did, you know, could he have just gotten pushed that far away? Mm-hmm. I find it interesting the actions of his brother,
mm-hmm.
You know, sort of, at least in public, right? Pushing the anything to do with their business transactions, pushing everything out away from all of that, pushing, of course, the possibility of suicide very far away, which makes sense. Most family never want to think that their loved one could possibly commit suicide,
mm-hmm.
because I think they feel a sense of guilt, which is really they shouldn't. But, you know, I should have noticed. I should have done something. They didn't come to me. Why? You know, all these questions that are difficult for family members of people who commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I have found that the brother's, you know, high media exposure so quickly after all of this, I just find that very interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen enough to discern, is this a suicide? I think it's interesting he left everything behind. This car showing up, I don't know. I think it's something seedy.
There's so many weird things with this. And as we've learned more over the last couple of weeks, like a new layer came on and like, what? First, it's just, he's this normal doctor. And then he has this kind of crypto business with his brother. And they had a threat apparently a year ago from somebody that it was done wrong. I don't know. We don't know what happened, but there was a dispute between them and somebody else in the crypto world. Apparently that crypto person was on the other side of the world. And he eventually just kind of disappeared and the dispute ended. Okay. That's, I guess, kind of done. However, then we hear about last year, Dr. Forsythe being kidnapped and then never reporting it, getting back and out of it free and fine, but we don't know any details of why he was kidnapped or how he was kidnapped, other than he was in a car and taken somewhere and threatened. And then a year later, this sort of thing happens. Most people don't get kidnapped, number one, if there's not something going on. I'm really wondering, what is going on here with this crypto business? How much more does the brother know? And I would think the brother also would be in some sort of grave danger if his brother was killed or was kidnapped in somehow relation to that business.
You know, I just feel, and I could be wrong, but with what little we know in the public, I think that's a red herring. I just wonder if, you know, the fact he left everything in that car, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that tells me he didn't want anything to be traced where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want his identification on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It just seems like there's a whole underlayer that we're not hearing about yet.
Yeah.
So I'm watching that case really closely because I think that there's so much more that is not meeting the eye.
Yeah, I mean, from what we've seen, he had the baby on the way. His divorce was settled. He wasn't contesting anything, ready to pay quite a bit of money in child support, like $19,000 a year, including alimony. But then we also learned he has 8 kids, which also, I don't know how that in any way connects to any of this, other than my first question was, is he Mormon? But I don't know the answer to that. It just seemed like he was in a fairly good place for this, something like this to suddenly happen. My only thing I wonder is, you know, was there threats against his family? Was he trying to keep his children safe or something? None of it makes any sense for him just to walk off the camera, leave his stuff there, and then end up dead in a lake. I don't know. There's just so many things.
I always say at the source of everything, oftentimes is money.
Mm-hmm.
At the source of these cases, these disappearances, these murders, when it all comes down to it, whether it's Corey Richens or whether it's other individuals that are killed in all these cases we know, other than the random serial type killing, mass killing type situation, which is a whole different bailiwick, but it comes down to money so often. So I look at that 19 plus thousand, you know, that he was going to have to pay in child support and alimony. And I just wonder, you know, does that tie in some way? In other words, who all might that have affected?
Mm-hmm.
How was that going to get paid? Was it going to be out of the crypto business?
Mm-hmm.
Was it his doctor's salary support that plus his new lifestyle he was planning? Yeah, there's something that smells odd to me, Tony, and the whole thing, that it's going to end up being something, you know, a little bit off.
It makes me wonder. I mean, it almost feels like it's being talked about in the media by the brother as, you know, there's something here with the business. There's something here with the business. We don't know why. There's a lot of breadcrumbs and red herrings. It does make me wonder more, and I'm imagining the brothers being questioned at this point, not necessarily as a suspect, but please let us know what all you know into this. But it does seem that maybe this is going to go a direction that doesn't necessarily fit the narrative of what certain people are trying to push right now. And maybe I wonder how domestic it is and how much it's related to the money, or where the money is coming from, or how much money he's getting. And maybe if he's not there, maybe other people can get more money. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that the mother would do that or the ex would do that, because if he's dead, there goes the $19,000 a month.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the ticket. I mean, she's the one that really loses, and all the children. I just mean that big price tag, right?
Yeah.
The $19,000, that's a lot per month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he makes in his business. I don't want to know what's made in the crypto business, but I don't know. Money, money, money. Sometimes that's the reason for these things. And you know, did he kill himself?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That could be the other question of exactly, you know, did he overpromise essentially? Was that going to break the image that he wanted to portray, and it just became far too much? I mean, one could see that as possibly being what happened, but I would guess, just like you said, as we learn more, money is going to have something to do with this.
Well, I can't wait. We have not seen, or it's not been out, at least that I've seen. Tony, have you seen it? The full autopsy yet?
Not yet.
Because they're going to know whether it was a contact wound or not.
Yeah. I don't believe we know where the bullet actually went through him, but we'll find that out, I'm sure, soon.
That's going to be our ticket, Tony. I want to hear that. And certainly if he's right-handed and it was done through the left side, you know I'm going to be questioning that.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffin Dapper, retired FBI special agent. Thank you so much for your insight into this case. Hey, if you want to give your feedback on anything that we're talking about, you can do it. 888-554-5537 is the phone number. 888-5-KILLER to weigh in. We may use your audio on a future episode of the program. Do check that out. Love to hear your voice on these cases that we so deeply follow every single day here for you. My name's Tony Bruschi. Follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.